of Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's and Clinton. On today's show, I am joined by new Sampson Independent sports editor Darren Barefoot to talk about the conference tournaments in the county. As well, we will talk about the upcoming NCHSAA state playoffs in basketball, both girls and boys. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. I'm joined today by Darren Barefoot, the new Sampson Independent sports editor here in Clinton. Thank you for joining me, Darren.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Let's first talk about your new job at the Independent. We are happy to have you along. You've obviously worked with us before.
Yes, sir.
As the Midway sports writer. Talk a little bit about what you want to do as sports editor.
Honestly, the thing that I want to do is I just want to try to give, you know, fair, balanced coverage to everybody. I want to try to bring a new insight to the sports. I know in the past I'm taking the spot of Melanie Henderson and Adam Capps, and both of those did great things all on their own, and I just want to try to fill their shoes and do a good job and serve the county well.
You've done good so far, Darren, and we're glad to have you aboard. But let's jump into some basketball coverage as the playoffs are about to start. Just let all of our listeners know this podcast we are recording on the Saturday afternoon. The NCHSAA has not released the playoff seeds yet as of now, but we will have playoff coverage next week on the podcast, and we will release those on Twitter as well. But let's go into the conference tournaments first before we get into the playoffs. Clinton, both boys and girls, having big wins in their conference tournaments against Midway and East Bladen. You know Midway well. Let's talk about the girls first. Midway kept the game close there until the fourth quarter. I was there at the at Pender High School watching the game. Midway got it to within 12 points there, forcing Clinton to make some baskets.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was unable to be there, but hearing reports, I spoke to Coach McClam briefly, and hearing reports from the game, it sounded like Midway was able to keep it fairly close for a majority of the way, but Clinton, they just have too much with Alex Kennedy and, of course, Michaela Boykin. You know, they have the ability to step up and make shots from anywhere on the court, probably, and they just were too much for Midway in the end.
The Dark Horse is on a 17-game win streak, and Midway going into the playoffs with a very good team. Their motion offense kept up with the Dark Horses. You weren't able to see that in previous games against the Dark Horses in the regular season, but Coach Allen was able to do that, and Allen McGlam was able to do that, and was kind of successful at trying to force the Dark Horses to play a different style game in the conference tournament. Now over to the boys' side, Clinton beat East Bladen in big fashion in their final four-county conference tournament. The final score was 86-50, a 22-game win streak for the Dark Horses. You've seen the Dark Horses a couple times this season. Ron and I have talked about the togetherness that they play together. What do you want to add about the Dark Horses?
I tell you what, they have guys on that lineup that I think are capable of, anybody on that team is capable of stepping up. They've got several players that, you know, when I write stories for them or when I've covered them, you know, they've got three or four guys that are consistent players. But when you look at that team, they are a team that is, anybody on that roster is capable of stepping up and having a big game for them. And I think that's going to be big for them going into the playoffs. You know, if they can, you can tell they've played together for a long time. They just have all the parts. You know, Chris Williams is names that jumps out at me. Lassane jumps out at me. I'm familiar with Mike Kramer, who transferred over from Midway, and I remember him playing at Midway last year. You know, he's not the biggest of guys in the middle, but he's a workhorse. You're not going to out-rebound him very often, and they've got a lot of moving parts of that team that I think they're going to do big things in the playoffs.
Coach Jordan will be joining us on the podcast next week to talk about the playoffs, and hopefully they'll be in it next week as we record the podcast again. let's go ahead into the playoffs. We want to explain again to our listeners that we do not have the playoff seedings yet, but we do have a basketball seeding note from the association that came out earlier today explaining the process of the seeding and why it's taking so long to get the seedings out today. For one reason, the NCHSAA is having their wrestling championships in Greensboro while they are trying to get the seeds out to us and brackets out to us. But we have some high school OT projections here with us that came out this morning. And some teams in the 2A, Clinton obviously midway in there as a 20 seed, a 10 in the Mideast. With Hurricane Matthew coming through, you only allow 20 games to be in. So Clinton goes in with a 20-0 record, midway with a 14-6 record. That helps out both teams quite significantly as both, well, Clinton lost two games and midway quite a few, but both getting in there as well as First Flight, who gave Clinton some problems. They could meet in the second round. And then Wes Bladen from the Four County Conference. As you look at this bracket, Darren, who do you think could give Midway some trouble? Obviously, they play Roanoke Rapids in the first round in this projection of the bracket. But looking down the bracket, who could give them some trouble?
Well, the first team that I look at, you know, Midway obviously covering them. I know Coach Creech is going to, you know, if you ask him, he's going to say take it one game at a time. So the first team that presents a matchup issue is their first opponent, Roanoke Rapids, if that is in fact the way it plays out. Midway, they've got a good interior game, complemented by some decent shooters, but obviously taking it one game at a time. The Clinton, obviously, if they ever match up with them again, that's going to be the team that probably gets them. But looking at the bracket right offhand, the first game, they can't think ahead.
You said that if Midway and Clinton were to meet, that'd be a great game. Obviously, that would be in the Eastern Championship game, as they are on the opposite side of brackets. But that would be in Fayetteville, I believe. But looking at the girls' side as well, Clinton makes it. Midway makes it as a... let's see what seed that is. Clinton makes it as a 2 seed and Midway as a 28 seed playing Roanoke Rapids, same as the boys, but they both have to travel up there on Monday if this projection is correct. But looking at the dark horses now, both boys and girls looking at possibly having 3 or 4 home games, which could help the dark horses down the road.
Oh, absolutely.
And
you look at playing in your own gym, that's a big help right there. You don't have to travel. The other team has to travel to you.
It is, and looking down these brackets, you see Northside Jacksonville, a team that both team that Clinton and the boys and girls are both familiar with, both losing to them in the regular season. Obviously, they didn't have their football players. The boys didn't have their football players, but and they'll have them this time around if they were to meet in later. And possibly a Saturday matchup next week. But some really big matchups in this tournament projection from 2A, from the high school OT. But now let's go over to the 1A side, as some familiar teams are in that those boys and girls brackets. We've got Lakewood at 28, at number 22, a 10 seed in the Mideast. Again, the high school OT projections, the NCHSAA splitting up into regions this year because of Hurricane Matthew, and some other teams in their conference is James Keenan and
Wallace
Rose Hill, and Trask make it as well, and Hobton in it at number 24 there. Hobton and Lakewood lost in their conference tournaments. You've seen both of these teams. What can you tell us about Lakewood and Hobton?
I saw Hopton early on in the season, and they competed. You know, the best thing I can compare them to is playing against Midway. Early in the season, Hopton kept the game very close with the Raiders. Midway led by 10 for a majority of the game, and Hopton was able to step up and make some shots and put some pressure on Midway late in the game and made it a very close game. I think they ended up falling by only 3 points. Midway did sweep them, but I think they were good close games each time. So if you could use a comparing them to the 2A Raiders, they're capable of sitting in that 1A bracket and making some noise on that side. Same with Lakewood. I think Midway had a little bit more success against Lakewood, but Lakewood's well coached and has had some big games this year in their conference. And, you know, the 1A, I think they compete.
And you said Hopton can make some noise. They made some noise in the regular season as well. Had a chance to win the conference in the regular season, but lost to James Keenan and then eventually lost to Lakewood at the end of the season as well. So that's our basketball coverage. Ron will be back next week. I mentioned that Randy Jordan will be with us, but for your high school basketball seedings, you can check out the Sampson Independent and as well as nchsaa.org. And as well, you can follow me on Twitter. I'll be updating everyone on the seedings as well. You follow me at RBC Sideline RPT, again, at RBC Sideline RPT. You can reach me out with questions. And we'll answer them on the podcast next week, possibly with Coach Jordan. So that does it here for the Sampson County Sports Podcast. I'd like to thank Darren.
Thank you as well. I appreciate it. I've enjoyed being here.
So that does it here for the podcast. For Darren Barefoot and everyone at the Sampson Independent, thank you for listening.